The age we live in today can be rightly called one of climate change and natural transformation. Today the same sun rays that healed us according to age-old traditions, is burning our skin, and the reason is simple, the filters are becoming weaker. But amidst all the selfishness of the urban life where people think that taking the bus is good enough to call themselves environmentalist, there are still cults and tribes that reverberate its true meaning. Here's to discovering their green way of life through travel and imbibing some of that pantheism is ours as well. 1. Visit the Bishnoi in Rajasthan. If you are going to visit the land of the kings in India, then visiting the Bishnoi region as well. This tribe is known for its environmental ways and is often referred to in many India group tours itineraries. The tribe is famous for its love of trees, and being Hindu by religion, it does not cremate its dead, simply because a pyre would need firewood. Bishnoi people also do not wear the color blue, because the dye is made from mixing a number of herbs. Bishnoi means 29 in their dialect, and the tribesmen live by the same number of tenets that were established by their founder, Guru Jambeshwar. As a community, it became popular for fellow Bishnoi activist Amrita Devi, who is remembered for her saying that if saving a tree costs a head, it is still worth it. 2. Learn from the art of the Worli tribe in Gujarat and Maharashtra. The Worli tribesmen live near the borders of Maharashtra and Gujarat. They are known for their eco-friendly ways and have incorporated it in their art form as well. These paintings are made with simple brush strokes and highlight the importance and essence of nature in our society. Worlis are known for their tribal and soothing nature, and the next time you visit somewhere around the borders of the two states, you should definitely check out their work. Also, you can find Worli eco-friendly painting in many famous museums, reflecting its soothing essence of the Virgin Earth. 3. Experience recycling in Paru jewelry. This Hindu tribe that is settled in the Indo-Nepalese border is known for its brand of Hinduism and its ecological dominance in the Terai. They are also renowned all over the world for their jewelry, which is often made from the refuse of nature. From dry grass and twigs to other natural excess is used by them in their handicraft. However, Tharis generally do not sell their jewelry art. One of the main reasons for that is their animistic and pantheistic traditions. The tribe believes that nature is one with God and only uses as much as necessary. These are the three tribes and their areas that you can visit during your next group holiday packages India tour. Learning and imbibing from their eco-friendly culture will make you more environmentally responsible and make sure that we don't tick ourselves like self-destructing time bombs. Eventually, how we live and conduct ourselves on this planet is going to determine how long it exists. And if you can travel for the sake of it, then nothing like it.